This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. India and Namibia today signed MOUs on cooperation in the field of health and medicine and to set up Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia. The MOUs were signed after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House in Namibian capital, Windhoek. We are now joined by our correspondent Aparna Khunt, who is in Windhoek to cover the Prime Minister's visit. Aparna, what more can you tell us about Prime Minister's Namibia visit so far?
In a landmark step to deepen the ties between India and Namibia, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit in Windhoek today resulted in several key agreements which aimed at expanding the bilateral relationship. So today, the memorandum of understandings were exchanged between the two countries, as you said, that one for setting up an entrepreneurship development center in Namibia and another in the field of health and medicine. This shows the India's commitment towards the development, especially the capacity building in African nation, as PM Narendra Modi always advocated the global South policy. Additionally, the letters of acceptance were also exchanged for Namibia's inclusion in two major global initiatives which are led by India. The one is Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and the other one is Global Biofuel Alliance. Since Namibia hailed from South, so the cooperation between these two alliances will also help for the deeper partnership between the two countries.
Thank you, Aparna.
Over to you.
Thank you. Later, Mr. Modi will be conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. Besides, the Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Namibia. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the resource-rich South African country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly three decades. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into a bridge collapse near Padra in Vadodara district early this morning, in which nine people were killed and several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara district, gave way, plunging five vehicles into the Mahisagar River. The issue was discussed in today's cabinet meeting held in Gandhinagar under Chief Minister's chairmanship. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. The Chief Minister also held a meeting with the officials of the Roads and Building Department in which details of other dilapidated bridges in the state were presented. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. He has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of those killed from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots sustained fatal injuries in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. The Bihar Bandh, called by the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance today, witnessed a mixed impact. The Bandh and Chakka Jam were called in protest against Special Intensive Revision, SIR, by the Election Commission underway in the state. During the Bandh, protesters disrupted vehicle movement on national and state highways in various parts of the state. Attempts were also made to disrupt train operations at railway stations such as Madhubani, Darbhanga, Jahanabad, Arwal. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, CPI leader D. Raja, Dipankar Bhattacharya of CPI ML led the Bandh supporters in Patna. The Indian women's cricket team will be aiming to seal the T20I series against England in the fourth match tonight in Manchester, UK. The match will begin at 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue hold a 2-1 lead in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.